What was your hardest day after the hurricane?
When we went to Darrow, Louisiana, and my mother and my Aunt Mabel broke down. They're the matriarchs. They're the strong women of the family. They're the ones that everybody depended on. And when they realized that everything that they had worked for all their lives was taken away from them, that was very, very painful. But I want to know from you, how about your hardest day?
My hardest day was not knowing where you guys were or where my father was, because not being able to know where your loved ones are.
Okay, it's all right. It's painful.
Yeah. What has been the hardest decision that you've had to make?
The hardest decision is staying here. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I really miss so much about New Orleans, you know. I miss my daddy's pink and yellow roses, playing tambourine at St. Monica's Holy Hill Gospel Choir, snowball stands.
Yes.
Mango sorbet at the Jazz Fest.
Oh, yeah.
The Mardi Gras. Oh, I miss Mardi Gras. And the house my daddy built with his heart and hands.
What are your hopes for the future?
You know, I'd love to have a nervous breakdown myself, but everybody else has taken their turn before me, so I won't be able to for quite a while. I'm hoping that we'll be able to go home.
What have you learned from all of this?
I've learned that love and family and faith are more important than anything in the whole world. I used to say it, but now I've experienced it.
This situation has made me grow so much because I was always the little girl, the one that was being taken care of.
Well, you've had to really step up, and I'm very, very proud of you because this has been trying, you know, but we're up to the test, and I thank you for being on this battlefield with me. I couldn't have asked for a better partner and a better niece. I love you very, very, very much.
I love you, too.